Good afternoon, American Fork High School. This is Kim Kruger from Southern California. I'll be one of the adjudicators evaluating your performance here this evening at the NEBO Tournament of Bands at Payson High School on Saturday, September 22nd, 2018. I will be taking a look at the music ensemble portion of your presentation this evening, talking about your musical performance. I'm going to give you some ideas, some suggestions, some opinions, things to think about as you continue through your season, and we'll talk about the many great things you're doing as well. Looking forward to your performance this evening. I want to wish you a lot of good luck, and I hope that my comments will help as you move through your competitive season. All right, here we go. Musical interlude right before we break into competition. Looking forward very much to this program this evening. Good luck. Good performance. Really, really nice interlude here. Pitt brings us in very, very nicely. Nice full sound, good. No overblowing at this point, good control of tone quality. The impact. The string sound, very nice. Nice, clean, tight percussion section moving across the field. Yeah, sticking, nicely done, good balance. Yeah, nice and clean, nice and tight, good accents. Nice punches, nice directing. Yeah, very nice midline brass movement. Articulations. Good control midline brass. The voicing's there. You've got more dominance on your mid voicing. Gives us that full color of the chord. Nicely done, yes. Yeah, very nice decrescendo drum line. Bit of fluctuation with pulse. Yeah, a little bit. Could use some accents in the malice so we know where the beat is. Just to define the beat. Make sure we're watching. No major phasing issues side to side, but you see a little bit of inconsistency pulse across the group. Some entrances. Not quite as clean. Like the thickness of the punch together. Yeah, be careful of the double tonguing. Digga digga da. Digga digga da. I crescendo just slightly. Digga digga da. Digga digga da. Just to give that line some shape, give that line some direction. Nice and clean, trumpet's good. Yeah, just a little bit of stylistic line shaping, line movement at the end of that double tonguing. Yeah, a lot of intensity, a lot of impact, a lot of tough, tough licks. Very well trained, a lot of demand. I like that low electronic carpet sound that we have to sit on. Very nice. Doesn't overshadow the winds. Doesn't replace the low brass sound. Doesn't replace the low woodwind sound. The low voice, it just kind of gives you something nice to sit on. nice vibratos. Yeah, not too wide, nice and tight, together, controlled, doesn't affect the tone quality or intonation. Clean, precise. Yes, very nice violin. Trumpets, we get a little heavy trumpets. I think of this big push sections right here on the sideline. A little more mid-brass. Back to trumpet sound, just down just slightly. We're going to hear it because of where it's pitched. I think it's just a little top heavy. Opinion, my taste, little top heavy. We'd like to hear more of the inside voice. With the same level of intensity. Yeah, those syncopated figures, make sure we're pushing them just slightly, then we'll slow down. Yeah, I like your attention to the electronics and the balance, how you've really taken a look at the balance, the blend, how that affects the tone quality, intonation, tuning, everything. Really, really nice, nicely done. Yeah, nice handling of the difficult meter. Diggity-diggity. Again, there's that lick again. A little crescendo on that just to end that phrase. End that phrase with the intensity. Very nice. Yeah. Brought in by the low brass, mid brass. Very intense, a lot of impact areas. Again, just some suggestions. Bring down the upper voicing just a little bit. We tend to be really top heavy at this point. I would like to hear a little more inside voicings to darken the sound. We get a lot of top, not a lot of middle, and the bottom is kind of overshadowed. Bring the top down. We're going to hear it because of where it's pitched anyway. So you can, I think, balance that a little more effectively. Also, the difficult articulations of double tongue still shape the line, still move the line, still have some direction in that line. Don't let the end of the phrase die. Diggity-diggity-dot, go to the end of it. Go to the end of the phrase, raise that end of the phrase, so we get that feeling of finality. All right, American Fork High School. Very, very nicely done. I really have the pleasure of hearing you and seeing your performance tonight, so I want to thank you for that. I hope that you'll be able to use my few comments to help you through the season, and I want to wish you a lot of good luck. Congratulations.